Sometimes life brings you a moment you always will remember. Some of nature's most beautiful creations framed by places we know and cherish. And aren't we in luck that some of life's most memorable scenes are right here at home, all together at Alabama the Beautiful, the group on Facebook where the eye captures the moment. And it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Hello, this is Ethan Lybrand, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. I'm the NBA National Ambassador, and to show your support to kids like me, go to NBA.org.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi folks, this is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White. Something good
today. Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I'm glad that you can be with us today as we talk about a special friend of my friend Jocelyn James Edmonds. A lot of people are grieving right now, family, friends. It's a difficult time as they grieve the loss of Shannon Reed Turner. Jocelyn is on the line with me right now as we honor Shannon, as we remember Shannon, and she remembers her friend. Welcome back to The Mark White Show, Jocelyn.
Thank you for having me.
I know it's a tough time for you. I went through the pictures and saw the special friendship that you had. And before we started, 9 years of friendship, that's almost a decade that you were able to get to know Shannon and become a solid friend to her and her to you.
I just want to take the time, just take a moment, and everyone just think about a way that she impacted your life, because she was an amazing, amazing woman. And she was an amazing woman of God, first and foremost. I won't go into great detail, but I met Shannon straight out of recovery, and she called me and I didn't know her, and we went to the same school, but I didn't know her, and she just heard about me and the work that God was doing in my life. And she wanted me to help her sister. And I asked her where her sister was at. And she said, well, she's in jail in Oklahoma. And she said, when she gets out, I would like for you to help her. And I said, well, why wait till she gets out? Let's go to Oklahoma. And she said, are you serious? And I said, yes, let's go and pray over her. Shannon came and picked me up an hour later, and we headed out to Oklahoma, and that the rest is history. She and I and my best friend Andrea, we all become very close friends, and she become friends with our friends, and she was such a light in this dark world, and she has impacted. She had so many friends. You could look on social media and see all the stories that people had written about her and how she impacted their life with just a simple text. She was a great nurse. She was a great nursing instructor at UNA. She loved her patients, and she had so many stories about so many of them and how they impacted her life. She was a great mom, and she needs us. She needs us now, and we're raising money for her burial expenses and for her children. Right now, we're at, I think, $3,400 or $3,600. I think that's the number, and we're taking donations. We're taking donations. It's going straight to her two children, and Andrea will take it to the funeral home. And she needs us. Her kids need us, and I'm really literally just begging for everyone just to reach out and just help and pray for her family and pray for her friends. She wasn't Shannon Reed Turner that passed away. I don't know what happened, but I know that mental illness is real. And if you're struggling, I just urge you to reach out, because somebody will help you. Somebody will pray for you. That's all, Mark.
Jocelyn, I've been very open lately about my own battle with severe depression and the thoughts that go through an individual's mind. Of course, everyone's different, but it can be a very dark and lonely place. And I've told people over and over, you can be surrounded by people and feel all alone in this world when you're in that place. And I don't have the answers. I know that I'm talking to you right now, and maybe I shouldn't be here with the things that have gone through my head, the thoughts that have gone through my head, but I am here. And I almost look at myself as a survivor of this. And so when people like myself or others are living, we can actually be advocates and spokespeople for people like Shannon Turner. And I think that it's our responsibility, if we're able to do that, to speak up and take away the stigma, as people have said, to try to help others who are battling these severe mental health issues.
And also, I want everyone to know that she was a Christ follower. She had a relationship with Jesus Christ. And I don't want people to say that she didn't. She was just fighting a battle that we couldn't help. We couldn't do anything about it.
Yes.
I've been with her, and I've served the Lord with her. I've ministered with her. And there was just nothing that we could do. And I know that God is bigger. And I'm trying to have faith to believe that she's looking down on us. Just help if you can. Just help. The donations are being dropped off at Coles Insurance in Russellville with Andrea. And then you can PayPal. You can. We're just doing two. We don't want it a bunch of ways. But PayPal. My PayPal is JocelynJamES72@yahoo.com, or you can drop off at Coles Insurance Monday through Friday from 9 to 5 with Andrea. And right now we're at 34 or 36. I don't remember which one it was, but that's where we're at right now on PayPal to help with her burial expenses.
Right now, Jocelyn, we're going to do what's doable. And that is a phrase that I've come to adopt as a motto myself, do what's doable. And right now what's doable is raising money for Shannon's burial and raising funds beyond that to help her children, Jacob and Reed. And as you said, donations can be dropped off at Kohl's Insurance in Russellville, Alabama, 9 to 5, or PayPal to JocelynJames72@yahoo.com. That's JocelynJames72@yahoo.com. And we encourage everyone listening right now to pray for this family as they struggle with the loss of Shannon. We're praying for you, Jocelyn, as you're struggling with the loss of your friend. And I encourage people to support this effort if they can, and if they can't, to at least share the fundraiser to let others know that this family needs help during this time. And Jocelyn, I know this conversation was a difficult one to have, but I appreciate you being there for this family during this time and being there for your friend to speak up and speak out when it comes to mental health. And you are a warrior for others. I know through your effort, you have helped a lot of other people, and Shannon is one of those people now that you're taking a stand for, and I appreciate that, Jocelyn.
You're welcome. Thank you for covering the show, Mark.
Absolutely. When we come back, we're going to turn our sights to Cadence Hope Foundation with Wayne Keller, as they have a special auction happening right now that you can be a part of to support NICU families through Cadence Hope Foundation. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
This is Cora White inviting you to tune in every Saturday to Cora's Corner on The Mark White Show.
A little white house in the heart of town.
Hi, everybody. This is Doug Stone. And let me tell you something. Love grows best in little houses, especially when you got The Mark White Show on.
Love grows best in houses just like.
I had a 6 transistor when I was a kid. Under my pillow, I kept it hid. When the lights went out and no one could see, over the airwaves the world came to me. I'd go through the stations till I found a game. I knew how they played by the sounds of their names. The sluggers hit homers, those pitchers threw smoke, and I watched it all on my radio.
Welcome back to The Mark White Show. As advertised, I have on the line with me right now Wayne Keller, as we again talk about Cadence Hope Foundation and supporting families in the NICU. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Wayne Keller.
Hey, how you doing? How you doing, Mark? It's good to be back. Thanks so much for allowing us to be back on the air. We really do appreciate it.
Doing okay, Wayne, and I was excited about this online auction and some of the items that you have available to support Caden's Hope. I know that after talking to you the first time, this effort is definitely one that a lot of people had interest in and wanted to support, because a lot of people have been affected by being in the NICU when their babies were there, and then having loved ones who had to stay in the NICU for those little babies that they loved.
Yeah, we have, there's about 400,000 premature babies born every year in the United States. And of course, we help as many as we can. But I just want to let you know, since the last time we talked, we've had 9 additional families all in Alabama. Of course, we've been helping other families around the country too, but we had a couple of families in Birmingham, Union Springs, Pelham, Wadawi, Selma, Opelika, Sheffield, and Mobile, Alabama, all had premature babies that Caden's Hope was able to help. And then I want to tell you about one special one. Actually, they were from Hawaii, but they had relocated to Colorado. And Grandma was in Hawaii and couldn't get to Colorado to help out with the new baby and everything. And so Caden's Hope was just blessed to be able to pay for a plane ticket to get Mom from Hawaii all the way to Colorado since last we talked. And it's just it's a real blessing to be able to help these families. Their lives are just turned upside down. You know, they expect the pregnancy to last 9 months, and all of a sudden it's 6 months, the baby's here, 7 months, the baby's here. And those babies need tons of medical care for many, many, many weeks. And families' lives are just turned upside down. So we do what we can to try to help out while they're at the hospital. You know, pay for lunch, pay for parking, pay for gas so they can get back and forth, pay for hotels, pay for Mom, Grandma to come in from Hawaii, all that kind of stuff. And of course, to do that, you know, we have to raise funds. We're constantly on the lookout for, you know, financial assistance so we can help these families. And right now we're having a online auction of some really neat things, all to benefit Caden's Hope. And it's all at 32auctions.com/Caden's Hope. And I think if you take a look at that, you'll see there's some really neat things. And hopefully some of these folks over there in Alabama will be bidding on some of these.
Wayne, this work that you're doing to hear the stories of those who have been supported by Caden's Hope Foundation, wow. And to send a grandmother from Hawaii to Colorado to help in that way, obviously it takes funds to do that. And I know it's been hard for a lot of people when it comes to financial situations, but I do encourage people who are in a position to do so to contribute what they can. And I think we've talked about it before. Everything matters. It doesn't make any difference if someone says, well, I can give $1,000 versus I can give just $1. It's not just, it's actually making a difference.
That's right. Because, you know, when you take that dollar and you add it to $5 and you add it to $10 from somebody else, pretty soon you're talking, you know, a gift card that can help these families. And, you know, I want to mention some of the items that are on this, on the auction at 32auctions.com/Caden's Hope. You remember the George Strait number one song, Baby Blue?
Let me think. Do I remember that song? Absolutely. For sure.
Well, the songwriter of that song is a good friend of ours, Aaron Barker. And I've known Aaron for a long, long time. And when he heard we were having an auction, he said, look, I've got something I can help you out with. And so we took an acoustic guitar already signed by George Strait. And we've got the certificate of authenticity to prove that, you know, he actually did sign the guitar from his, got that from his offices in San Antonio. And Aaron hand wrote the lyrics, the Baby Blue, on the back of the guitar. And then of course he signed it too. And that was, for those of you who don't remember, that was one of George Strait's number one songs off his If You Ain't Lovin' album back in 1988. And it made quite an impact in country music. And just to let you know, Aaron is also the songwriter of Love Without End, Amen, by George Strait, which was George Strait's first multi-week number one song. All the other songs he'd had up to that point had just lasted at number one for 1 week, but this one, I think, lasted 5 weeks. And so Aaron has also, on a separate item, has handwritten the lyrics to Love Without End, Amen. And we've got that up for bid. That's off George's 1990 Living It Up album. And then there's some other things. There's some Disney memorabilia. There's everybody knows and loves Glenn Campbell's story and his songs, that he, how he touched our lives. With, you know, By the Time I Get to Phoenix and Gentle on My Mind, Southern Nights, all those great songs. Well, his wife, Debbie, has written a book, and we have the autographed copy that we people can bid on. That's kind of about the story of their life together. And then, of course, the, you know, events that led to Glenn Campbell's death, you know, the Alzheimer's, you know, a couple of years back. And there's just all sorts of, I think, really great things. And then, and the best thing about this is people, if they don't see something they want to bid on, but they still want to help, we're just asking people to make a $10 donation. And we'll send a teddy bear to one of the families at the hospital, along with their donation, along with their gift card, that, to help them out. Something special for the baby. And it's just, we have one for $6 and one for $10. And that money just goes straight to helping out those families. And, of course, we'll, you know, ship off the teddy bear along with the gift card. And then we've got some other things. We've got a couple of Harley Davidson die-cast motorcycles, and these were, one is for the New York Yankees, and now I'm not a Yankees fan, but I still have one of these. They're really, really nice. They're very, very, very detailed, working parts and everything. And then we have one from the University of Texas, and they're all, you know, the colors are all matched up to UT and to the New York Yankees. Even got a Barbie doll from back in the, I think back in the 80s. It's one of the Barbie collector pink labels, but it's Ken, you know, Barbie's boyfriend Ken, as Mr. Spock from Star Trek. So there's all sorts of fun things on here. A couple of Caden Soap golf balls and things like that. We've got a couple of guitars signed by Aaron Watson and by Kevin Fowler. Two great Texas artists. Just a couple of the things that we've got on the website at 32auctions.com/Caden's Hope. And I want to spell Caden's Hope for those who might get it wrong. It's CAIDENSHOPE. And I want the listeners to keep in mind that 100% of the price that they donate or they bid on for an item is going to help these families. We have very, very, very little overhead. Mostly it's paper and toner for the printers. That's pretty much about all it is. But we, of this particular auction that we're having, 100% is going to help these families. So if you make a donation or if you bid on something and you win the bid and you get the item, just keep in mind that there's some families out there who are really, really struggling right now in taking care of their premature infants, and they need all the help they can get. They, like I said, you know, when they get to the hospital, all they're worried about naturally and what they should be worried about is, of course, the care of the baby. How is the baby doing? And these mom and dads are being talked to in medical terms that they most likely don't understand. It's very, very overwhelming. And then all of a sudden they kind of sit down when they got a moment to rest for just for a moment. And they say, where are we going to stay tonight? You know, we live 200 miles from home. We can't exactly just commute every day. Although a lot of parents will do that, but, they need a place to stay. They need to go to McDonald's. But if you go to McDonald's 3 times a day, it's still $15 a pop. Just yes. About, you know, for two people. So you're still looking at $45. It really adds up. And so we do our best to try to help those families with those type of expenses. And through the grace of God and all our good friends out there around the country. We've been able to do that for 12 years now. And just to let you know, aside from the Alabama families we helped since we last talked, and the grandma in Hawaii, we've helped out families in Maryland, Pennsylvania, New York, New Jersey, Oregon, Illinois, Texas, Canada, California, and Idaho. And there's a lot of families out there suffering right now, and we want to, you know, we want to do what we can.
I want to add this, Wayne. The auction started April the 1st,
right,
and it ends April the 10th, and today being the 5th, we're halfway there. But we're not halfway to the goal. The goal is set at $5,000, and so far $121, which is 2.4% of the goal, has been raised. And we want that percentage to go up. We want that goal to be reached, and I do want to encourage people who are listening to find the auction at 32auctions.com/Cadence Hope. That's 32auctions.com/Cadence Hope. And support this effort. If you like George Strait, if you like his music and some of the other items that Wayne has mentioned, I encourage you to go to that auction and bid, and more importantly, support these families who are affected by having to be in the NICU with their precious babies. And we want to help through the Mark White Show every single time, Wayne, and try to be there for you, because we do believe in the Cadence Hope Foundation effort, buddy.
Well, we do appreciate that. We really do. It's very nice to when you wake up in the morning, you have a message saying from Mark White saying, hey, let's get together and let's talk about this. Let's put this on the air. And that's really a great way to start the day. So thank you so much, Mark. We really do appreciate it. And again, it's 32auctions.com/Cadence Hope. Or if you just want to check out Cadence Hope by itself, it's cadencehope.org. And of course, you can take a look at our website. And if you got any questions, my phone number's on there. Give me a call. I'll talk to you about Cadence Hope all day long. thanks again, Mark. We really do appreciate your giving us this opportunity. You're a good guy. We appreciate you.
Thank you, Wayne. You're always welcome here on the Mark White Show.
All right. Have a great day, then.
You too, buddy. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, I'll have some final thoughts as we close out today's edition of the Mark White Show. I hope you'll stick with me.
It all on my radio.
There are moments in life you wish you could capture forever. Alabama the Beautiful is a new online magazine that preserves images from sweet home Alabama. Yours anytime, online, every month, where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
Hi, I'm Elena Burt.
I'm Chandler Mordecai.
I'm Harper Howard.
And you're listening to The Mark White Show. Let's find a way to make a difference today.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
You're listening to The Mark White Show.
That's a good how do you do.
I certainly appreciate Jocelyn James Edmonds joining me here on the show today to share about her friend Shannon Reed Turner. Again, I encourage you to support the fundraiser for Shannon's burial and funds that will also go to help her sons Jacob and Reed. Donations can be dropped off at Kohl's Insurance in Russellville, Alabama from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., or you can use PayPal at jocelynjames72@yahoo.com. That's jocelynjames72@yahoo.com. We also appreciate Wayne Keller with Cadence Hope Foundation joining us here on the show today. Again, you can support that auction at 32auctions.com/Cadence Hope. Caden is spelled C-A-I-D-E-N. Here on the Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. If you are encouraged by the Mark White Show, I want you to share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors, and let them know about the Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. I want you to follow the Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram and subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Tonight's edition of the Mark White Show is dedicated to the memory of Shannon Turner. Please keep Shannon's family and friends in your prayers during this difficult time. You have been listening to another edition of the Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Who live and love in my hometown.